To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should, and we're perfectly okay with that.
Listen, I don't know. We're like, what, 3-4 years into this, and I can't think that we are getting less okay with this. So yes, we're totally okay with that.
Yeah,
guys,
for sure.
We hit major milestones.
We did. It's kind of been a big deal. On the back end, we noticed some numbers and we were like high-fiving each other virtually, of course, because we don't record in the same room together, but kind of exciting. So thank you all for continuing to listen. It's been fun. We've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. I don't know about you too. I won't speak for you guys.
It's pretty terrible. They force me to come every week.
Yeah, you know, we show up because we love Patty. And we love talking about this, let's be honest. So hello everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter if it's around, and Blue Sky and Mastodon and all the places at Gertie the Dino.
Mm-hmm. Elon's on the list, man.
Elon's,
I mean, not that he wasn't before, but
my name is Jane, and you can find me on Instagram. And just Instagram at RealMouseWifeWDW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Patty Holiday from the No Guilt Universe. That's NoGuiltDisney.com, No Guilt Fangirl, No Guilt Life, and No Guilt Travel. You can also find me on all socials at No Guilt Life. I'm still hanging out on Twitter because, listen, I've been there for so long. I'll just go down with the ship. It'll be like the Titanic, except that I won't pay $250,000 to go see it. Anyway.
We are feisty today.
Listen. Well, you know what? And it actually sets up well because I think we're going to have a tough one here today, y'all. We have decided we're continuing that discussion about resorts, and it's based on the transportation. So we already did, if you want to go back and listen to it, if you have missed it, but we did the Skyliner resorts. This is the monorail resort version of that episode. And so we're going to talk about the three resorts, what we like, what we don't like, what we love, etc. about this area. And we decided to bring back one of our games that we love to do, which is preserve, refurb, or demolish. Jane, do you want to explain the rules of the game?
Yes. So the rules of this game, it's similar to another popular game, Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
There's another non-PG version of that you may know, but this is our very Disney-fied version. So we will each go through, we will talk about the things that we want to preserve. So in this case, we'll talk about which monorail resorts each of us would say to preserve, which ones we would like to see get a refurb, and then which one we'd like to demolish. And that can sometimes get a bit controversial because some of us, all of us, are opinionated.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's always a good time. So, let's kick it off.
All right. We are going to talk about the one that we want to preserve. We're going to start with preserve. We're going to just go in order. Preserve, refurb, demolish. So we're talking about preserving one of these three resorts. Teresa, you up. Which resort do you want to preserve in its entirety?
All right. So I thought about this, and I feel like part of my reason for why I'm preserving this one might be a little surprising if you have heard any of my rants in the past of things that I do and don't like about what Disney, the choices they make sometimes. But so the one that I am preserving is the Contemporary. And
this is an absolute shock.
I am preserving the Contemporary as it is. I guess we'll decide. Do we want for me to explain why now, or everybody to say their choices first?
Let's all say our choices. Jane, what are you going to preserve?
I'm going to preserve the Grand Floridian.
Okay. And I'm Team Teresa. I'm preserving the Contemporary as it is. and I think for different reasons than Teresa is.
Very possible.
But also for probably some of the same reasons is my guess. But yeah, it's your aesthetic on one hand, and then it's completely not on another hand, where for me, I think both things meet in the middle. So yeah, go ahead and explain why you're preserving it, and then we'll go on from there.
Sure. So for me, the Contemporary is the resort that I probably have the most memories associated with it. When I was a kid, we ate at the, I can't remember what the name of it was, but whatever the pre-Chef Mickey's buffet character meal was, like we ate there as a kid. So I have like those strong ties to it. It's the resort that I, of these three, the resort I have stayed in the most, have visited the most, dined at. So I think part of it is just like, I have such strong nostalgia for it that but I think it keeps getting better. Like the changes they make, I think have improved it. And I think where they are right now is a really sweet spot. So I actually, with my last trip at Disney in April, I stayed in one of the new Incredibles rooms. And I think that of all of the recent room updates they've done across all the resorts, this is the most successful they've been.
Yes!
Especially like adding in Disney characters, which we all know is not always my favorite. I think they actually like just hit the mark completely in finding a way to add to what the existing theme and environment of it is and just integrating it so well. Those rooms are just fantastically well done, but it keeps in the same spirit and just like the overall vibe of what the Contemporary is. I think that there's just something really iconic about walking from your room, taking the walkway over to Magic Kingdom, hearing the train going as you're making that walk. It also has, you know, the monorail going through it, which we should never be touched ever. Like that, preserve that if nothing else, keep that the same. But also preserving it because I do worry that with all of the changes they're making and kind of like integrating Disney things, that they will touch the Mary Blair mural, and I don't want that. So yeah, no, preserve
they
can't. It.
Yeah, they won't touch that. They're not crazy.
And I want to add in the other big selling point. For me, I think of all of the resorts on the monorail loop, I've had the best dining experiences at the Contemporary. Mm-hmm. Ate at California Grill recently, and it's probably in my top five meals I've had at Disney of all time.
Oh, that makes me so happy because I just booked my next trip. I was going to go eat
it's
there.
It's really good. And even the quick service Contempo Cafe, I've always found something really good there. So yeah, Contemporary, it checks all the boxes for me. It's one in my top resorts at Disney overall. So I'm good with it the way it is right now. Let's not make any waves and keep it the way it is.
Okay, so my story with the Contemporary is a little different. I actually thought it was always like the one that I rolled my eyes at the most, the one I was least interested in staying at. When I did, I had stayed there before. It tends to be for like blogging conferences and whatnot. They tend to be at the Contemporary. And so you can always get good blogging conference rates there. I've never paid full price at the Contemporary. I've always had like this discount rooms and I liked it, but it wasn't any big like wow to me. Until they did that recent update and refurb of the lobby and in conjunction with the rooms, and it all just kind of came together for me. People probably don't know this, but I love The Incredibles. I love that time period that they capture in those movies. And so when they decided to add that to this hotel, I was like, brilliant. Like it fit. It just completely fit. So I love the little touches and the things that they have done on the Contemporary side of things. I also, who doesn't love Mary Blair? She's just incredible. And so, yes, that big mural has always stood out, the monorail running through it. Like it's just iconic, right? And it was even like the creation of this hotel is wild. You can see videos on how they did it and like modules, like it's crazy. But yeah, I've always dug the Contemporary on one hand, but also thought update it, get rid of it, like fix some things. It doesn't do anything for me until this most recent update. And so now every single time I walk into that lobby, I smile. I literally want to just sit on the lobby. Like it's beautiful. It's just really nice. Cosign on most of the food that I've had there when it was the Wave. It was excellent.
I do now, miss the Wave.
Mm-hmm, now that it's Steakhouse 71, I have never had a bad meal there either. So that's one of my, you know, top places to book a quick lunch or breakfast at, bottomless mimosas, FYI, and then you just like roll yourself over to Magic Kingdom and enjoy the day without any worries. It just fits. And my most recent stay though at Bay Lake Tower, which I know it's connected to it, so I'm adding it into my reason for why I want to preserve this, was phenomenal. I've seen some DVC members complain, and they have a lot more experience with it than I had. I only had, you know, this one 4-night stay at Bay Lake Tower, but my experience was excellent. The room was great. The touches and the Mickey, it's not done with the Incredibles theme over there, but it's got really great Mickey in the same like feel and era of the contemporary. So it does match up. I really loved it. And what I love the most, the absolute most, why I would be like, this is definitely never going on my demolish list, is the walkability in and out to Magic Kingdom. It's huge. It's amazing. It's my favorite. Never change. Contemporary resort. I'm down with it. So that's my preserve also.
So you guys have great and excellent points about this hotel, and I will get to this hotel in a minute. But I should also let all the listeners know that, you know, when I come with my reviews are mostly based on DVC. I'm a DVC member, so that is where I stay. So when I chose Preserve, I'm choosing the Grand Floridian. One of the things that I love about the Grand Floridian now is that the new resort rooms, I believe that they're called, there's two buildings that they've converted from hotel rooms to new DVC rooms. And those rooms are amazing. There's two beds in them. So like I stay in studios and these are studios. There's two beds in them, which normally you don't get in a studio. You normally get one queen bed and a pullout, or you can get a bed, a pullout, and a pull down for a fifth sleeper. These rooms have two queen beds in the room, plus the pull down for the fifth sleeper. So just the way that they're laid out, there's a ton of space for luggage, and Patty knows because she travels with me all the time. We are luggage queens.
Yes, ma'am, we are.
We absolutely are. So I absolutely love this new update to the Grand Floridian. I've stayed in the original villas. The original villas are also great options. The one bedrooms are beautiful, as well as the studios. I've never stayed in the two bedrooms, so I can't give a review on that. But I also love that it is the first, like it's the last stop on the monorail before Magic Kingdom. So it's like super quick. You run up, hop on the monorail, and you're at the Magic Kingdom really easily. And then at night you can take the boat back. It's the first stop on the boat. So it's really easy with transportation. And Gasparilla Grill is actually a really great quick service. There's plenty of other food options there with Grand Floridian Cafe, which is, you know, like a casual sit down restaurant. They have a fantastic breakfast. I am so hoping that we're going to get 1900 Park Fair back open soon, because that's one of my favorite character breakfasts on property. And then for the people that are foodies, which I am not, so I can't really comment on the food, but I do know that Patty will say that Victoria and Albert's is one of the best places she's ever eaten. So
listen, I am like far from a foodie, but I would have moved in to Victoria and Albert's. The experience that I had that night was just amazing. I had my first literal taste of, like, now I get why foodies are the way they are, you know, and how you can really feel connected to food and to an experience, because I really did have that. And again, I'm the last person like to put on this list, right? But I did feel that way. So I will give Grand Floridian that. I co-sign with you also on the Floridian Cafe. Is it the Grand Floridian Cafe? Anyway, it is like, it like flies under the radar.
It does.
You know, people don't eat there a lot, don't think that you can almost always get a reservation there. And it's delicious. I've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner there, and I've never had I don't know if they do lunch. Maybe I only had breakfast. Anyway, but I've never had a complaint. I've enjoyed everything that I've seen and everything that I've had, and the people that I've eaten with again, rave reviews. It's just one of those, like, you just don't think about it, but it's a good one if you want to put that on your list. So, yeah.
All right. And now, Jane, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because, you know, as we know, currently the Grand Floridian lobby is in the middle of a refurbishment redesign. So for your, I know you're going with Preserve. Are you going with Preserve like prior to this redesign starting, or have you seen kind of like what the plans are and you're good with preserving it once they make changes?
I have no idea what the plans are. Okay. but I will tell you that the lobby was literally zero impact into my preserving.
All right, there we go.
So I will say, though, that another reason that I was putting this on the preserve list, I can't speak today. I'm sorry for everyone that has to listen to me, is the holiday decorations. So they have amazing Fair. Christmas decorations, humongous tree. The gingerbread house is always like stunning. There's Easter decorations when they do the Easter eggs at Easter time. It's just, they do a lot of really great stuff in that lobby. I've never eaten at what is the bar there? The Enchanted something.
The Enchanted Rose now. Is that what it's
called? That's it.
That's it. And I've had drinks there and they were delicious. And that's a beautiful area that I really do like. Oh my gosh. Now you're like, okay. I don't want to tip my hand.
This is what we did.
I forgot that's a really excellent bar and they've done a really nice job with that space when they updated it.
But I will also say, you know, on the flip side, their pools are great. So, you know, there's the DVC pool it's themed really well. There's like a kids area with a giant Alice teapot, which I think is pretty cool. And, you know, their zero entry pool is great. That's over there. It's very like, there's so much entertainment. The pool staff is amazing. Like, there's one guy that works at the pool that we go visit him every single time we go stay at the Grand Floridian. So I am definitely a team Preserve in the Grand Floridian. And this was shocking for me, I got to be honest.
Okay. All right. Okay. And just, you know, to reiterate, this is all based on the monorails and obviously all three of them. You can't go wrong if getting to Magic Kingdom is like your priority number one. So keep that in mind. We're not hating on any of these really. However, we just like some more than them.
Yeah, and I will say it's worth noting that because the Grand Floridian does also now have a walkway to the Magic Kingdom where it did not for many, many years.
It does, but it's still nothing. It's nothing compared to Contemporary. Contemporary, you're like in and out in 10 minutes.
I'm so happy it exists now.
It does exist. So what I found interesting is that early in my Disney love, I was all about the Polly, right? And it felt like pretty much in the community, that's the number one hotel that everybody wants to stay at is the Polly. Especially when it came to runners, at least, again, my super interest into the Disney community started just as a vacationer, but quickly turned into learning about Run Disney because that was how I got to go on vacation at Disney World. But anyway, it always felt like everybody, the goal was to get that room at the Polly. And the Polly was not on any of our preserve list. And I find that fascinating. So let's move on to refurb and talk about what we're going to refurb and what we want to see different and why. And leading into that, the Polly is on my refurb list. And I know it's undergone and is undergoing and is, you know, constantly changing right now. So it's kind of a cheat, I guess, because it is being refurbished as we speak. But the things I love about the Polly, I love the location. I love the theme. When I did get to stay there, whenever I've stayed there, I think 3 or 4 times. Again, never full price. I've always been able to swing some kind of discount rate. The Polly always made me feel the most on vacation times two. Meaning I could go to my theme park and I could have that level of vacation. But when I came back, like walking through the Polly grounds to get back to my longhouse, I always felt like I was it's peaceful. It was a little zen-ish for me. I've never been to Hawaii or Tahiti or any Polynesian location, but it's definitely on my bucket list of places I would like to do. I'm a beach lover, so someday I will, you know, get to go and spend time at some of the most beautiful beaches in the world once these kids are out of my house. And that is on my list. And so I joked that staying at the Poly was like my cheap Hawaiian vacation, right? Like I got to have some of that feel without having to fly all the way across the world to get to that location. So I love the Poly. I just want to put that out there. But I'm still not 1,000% sure. I love the refurb that they did on the rooms with Moana. The more I've seen it, I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I don't know. I'm just kind of mixed on that. I definitely think that Ohana is still a good meal. I just don't know that it is the meal it once was. And so I don't know. I want them to tweak that again, go back to how it was in 2013 when I was obsessed with it. I don't know. There's just some things that I want them to refurb that I think some of the magic from the Poly is a little falling off for me. But it's still a solid place to go. And, you know, fun fact, they have the biggest standard hotel rooms on property. Well, they did, but that was before, like, they built Riviera and stuff like that. So I don't know if Riviera changed that, but once upon a time, these were the biggest rooms. So if you had a family of five and you were just trying to maximize your space, this did give you more room than any of the other standard hotel rooms on property. And I feel it. Like, when I walk into those rooms, I do feel like there's more space in there for it. You get two queen beds, you get a fold out, either a flip down or a fold out. I think a fold out couch thingy in most of the rooms. They can sleep five people. Anyway, refurb it. It's just not quite what I think it once was. And so that's my feeling on the Poly.
For refurb, I chose the Contemporary.
Okay.
And the reason that I chose the Contemporary, you know, a lot of the reasons that you guys gave earlier, you know, it's a great location. That walk, chef's kiss.
Yep.
That walk is everything. I absolutely love Bay Lake Tower. I love the size of the rooms there, except for the studios are very, very small, but their one bedrooms are very, very large. I love that you can get a theme park view room there. I love that you can get a lake view room, and some of the lake view rooms, you will get surprise theme park views. That's my favorite. So I am a huge fan of the Contemporary. I love the dining locations. I love having the monorail as an option if you want to just go check out the other hotels. Just everything about it is great. But it needs an update. And I know, Patty, you said you really like the Bay Lake Tower rooms and how there's like a simple ad of Mickey. And I was like...
Like I said, I know the DVC people feel differently, but as somebody who was just there as a DVC guest,
it worked for me,
but I get it. I get it. You guys come with different expectations and experiences. Yeah.
Well, and to be honest, like, I remember when they first built it and... The very first time I stayed at Bay Lake Tower, I was like, oh, this reminds me of, there was a hotel, I used to travel for business a lot in Italy, and I was like, oh, this reminds me of the hotel I stay at in Italy. And, you know, it was very modern at the time, and it was like, okay, this is upgraded, and I like the fact that it didn't feel so Disney. But now that I've stayed at places like Riviera, where I can see how they can add a little more Disney touches without making it feel overly themed, I'm like, I need a little more. I just need a little more. And I just want it, like, I want it, unfortunately, it's called the Contemporary. I want it to feel contemporary. And that means you're going to constantly have to be refurbing that place.
Okay.
And I don't own there, so I don't pay dues for that particular location. So please keep refurbing it and raising their dues. Not my problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, Jane.
Every contemporary Bay Lake Tower owner right now is like, you bite your tongue.
Exactly. They're like slamming down their podcast app going, that's it. We're out. Never right. again.
That's all right, guys. I own Vero. I own some Vero points. So every time we get a hurricane, it's like, there's my dues again.
Yikes. All right, Chase, what are you preserving?
So I think this might not be too shocking, especially when I give my reasons for it. So I'm refurbing the Polynesian. I really have two specific things about this we're refurbing, because like you said, Patty, for me, Polynesian is the vibes. Like, this is my aesthetic. Like, yep. I love this. It is just such a great resort. Every time you walk into it, I feel like
I feel like it's the one that makes me feel like it's quote unquote worth spending the money to be here, in the sense that I just feel like I'm on vacation. You know, I mean, it just, there's something about it. Now, granted, again, I've already confessed, I never pay full price, but it's the vibes. It's just how you feel when you walk in those doors.
Yeah. Like I said, I think there's three resorts that when you walk in, just kind of have that huge wow factor. It's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and the Polynesian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, it has slightly less of the vibes since a refurb they did a few years ago where they took out the giant fountain that was in the lobby. So one of my specific sticking points with this refurb is I want the fountain back.
I meant to say that too. Yeah,
I miss the fountain.
Yeah, yeah.
I am agreed. Also in my refurb, I am refurbing the incomplete building. We're just going to knock a couple floors off of it. We're going to redesign the outside a little, just refurb it so it matches the rest of the vibes, because right now I feel like it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I have been pretty open that I think the dining at the Polynesian is not my favorite. There are some things I do like in particular, but I feel it's just less impressive than it could be. And I would also like them to bring the luau back, which they just got rid of.
Agreed.
So I basically want them to refurb it to, like you said,
what
to
it was,
restore
right?
it to what it was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was just flat out magic. And now it's, you know, it sparkles every now and then. You know, it's not the same. I agree. Okay. All right. So now here we go. Here we go. We are going to demolish. And so by process of elimination, you can tell where we all land on what we are going to demolish. We're going to let Jane go first because she's the outlier. She's got her own reasons for demolishing. So Jane, tell us why and what, and I don't know, what would you do differently?
So I am demolishing the Polynesian.
Okay.
And
everybody is grasping their lays right now.
Are you demolishing the whole thing or just the new building?
I actually think the new building is probably going to be the part I like the most.
Yikes.
So there's some of this is very personal and right. Like the whole thing is subjective and that's what like, everybody
yes.
needs to understand. And also, you know, this is like, you know, do you prefer to drive your Bentley, your Rolls Royce, or your Aston Martin? Like who freaking who, right? Like guys. So like, if you've never stayed at any one of these hotels, I don't want anybody to ever like hear us talk about this and think that like, oh man, they said the Polynesian is absolute trash hole. It's not. Like guys.
It's not.
So my issues are personal, and it is, interestingly enough, when Teresa just mentioned the three places that you walk into with the wow factor are Animal Kingdom, Polynesian, and Wilderness Lodge. They're my least three favorite of all the deluxe resorts, and it's all for the same reason. I do not like dark colors. I do
they are
not
dark.
Like
yeah,
environment with dark.
They are
I don't
so want dark.
To be in a dark yeah. environment.
Yeah.
I like light. I like airy. I like relaxing, right? And so for me, it's and it's also scent related. So the Grand Floridian, the Beach Club, and the Bay Lake Tower all have the same scent when you walk in the lobby. It is beachy, airy. It's green clover and aloe. It has this like, it's funny, like this like salt air kind of like vibe to them. And by the way, I hate beaches, so that's a whole other funny thing right there.
You like your beach in a hotel lobby.
Correct. I love my sand when it's in the bottom of a pool. So that's like my number one reason. My number two reason is, for the love of all things Mickey, what is with the beds at the Polynesian? Because I always clip my leg on the corner of their beds.
Yeah.
Every time. And never at any other resort. Never. Never. So either I learn how to walk in other places, which is also a potential reality.
It's too many lapu-lapus. That's your problem. You walk in and you...
Maybe that's what it is. But like, those are the two reasons. And the third reason is, I absolutely love the bungalows. I love them, love them, love them. I've had the privilege of staying there. It is wonderful. If you get a chance to do it, I would say do it, and like, don't go into the parks for that day. Just like, enjoy being in the bungalow. Enjoy the view. Enjoy the amenities. Like, just do that. I love it. But it's so expensive. And even on your points, it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, but why? Right. And that's kind of where I'm like, even that magic kind of can't save it. And then just overall, like, I know Teresa had mentioned the food. I love Ohana. I haven't been to Ohana in quite some time. I've heard a lot of people say that it's changed. And it's interesting because I see a lot of people not choosing it, like, just in bigger groups when people say, like, what are you booking? I don't see Ohana come up as much anymore. So that I just find that interesting. When I had a choice to make reservations for my birthday this year, I didn't pick Ohana. So I thought that was another, I was like, oh, interesting. I only like Kona. And I think the quick service, I love the theming of their food, but like, it's just not bland enough for me, who eats like a 5-year-old.
Got it.
Right? Like, I can do it like once, but like, I couldn't do it on a 3 or 4 day trip.
Got it.
So, you know, Trader Sam's is great. Like, I absolutely love Trader Sam's. It's a very cool experience in terms of bars, right? So I talked about Grand Floridian, so I'll talk about theirs. You know, they have great transportation, just being on there on the monorail, also having a boat as an option. Sitting on their beach is wonderful to watch fireworks. And then I will also say that their pool is glorious.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I forgot to mention the pool, but it's
Yeah, both of their pools are great. Their quiet pool is beautiful, as well as their main pool. So like, there's so many great things about it, but I cannot get over the darkness, and I cannot get over the fact that you try to maim my leg every single time I go there.
Well, Jane, and plus to your point, because you had mentioned, you know, you love Trader Sam's, you know, even if you demolish the Polynesian, you still have the OG Trader Sam's, which is the superior one over in Disneyland, as most things are.
As sure. Everything is. Absolutely. Yes. that's it. You know, good points all around. I could see that. I'm still laughing, though, that we have to kill off one of these hotels. Jane just went for the throat, man. She's just like, bye, Polly.
I did. And it was hard. I got to be honest. It was hard. It really was. And I was like, ooh. And, you know, I was like, oh, my God, all the, like, Polly historians are going to come for me.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
not that I have really ever cared, but I did feel a little bit of sympathy towards the Polly historians.
Yeah. Okay, so Teresa and I are both obviously going to be team demolish the Grand Floridian, which, again, probably there are people out there grasping their pearls, literally probably wearing pearls if you're staying at the Grand Floridian, you know, over this. And I'm curious, Teresa, like, what's your reasoning? Why are you demolishing that one? Just by process of elimination, like, you had to pick one, or do you have like real feelings about this one?
So I was almost about to say I have legitimate reasons, but I'm not going to say they're necessarily legitimate, because that is also subjective. I do have reasons that to me make sense. I'll say number one is it's too bougie for me. It's not a place where I go and I feel like I can relax, because it is so stark white fancy. Yeah. It's a little much for, again, just for who I am as a person. But also because the Grand Floridian is modeled after the Hotel Del in San Diego, which still exists. That's still there. If you want to go see, the inside is very different, but like the outside's the same. You can go get your pictures out and say like, here, listen,
we are like on the same wavelength because that's my number one reason. I'm like, if I want to stay at that hotel, I'll freaking go stay at that hotel in San Diego. Like, I would much rather go there than to Florida in the humidity. I'd rather go to San Diego where it's a lot. I mean, San Diego, for those that don't know, is probably where, if I could and I would, San Diego is probably like my ideal place to live as far as pretty much everything, temperature and, you know, attitudes and personalities. I was supposed to go to college at UCSD. It didn't happen. Long story. Anyway, so San Diego's always got that place in my heart. And so, and yes, it's right there. And so that was number one on my list, was I was like, I can get rid of Grand Floridian because if I want that experience, I will go and get the real one, the better one in California, as with everything else.
Right. Plus, if I ever feel, like I said, I mentioned contemporary I picked because I have the most nostalgia for it. Polynesian probably is the next one. Grand Floridian, I just don't have a ton of connection to. I have stayed there once, and I'll say it was in a one bedroom DVC villa, and it was nice, but just not memorable to me. But so I feel like, you know, kind of going back to, if I want to go see it, you know, Hotel Del, mm-hmm. if I want to relive the inside or other aspects of it, I'll watch the Full House episodes. So I feel like I'm pretty covered for getting that fix for Grand Floridian. Like Jane had mentioned, 1900 Park Fair, that is also one of my absolute favorite character meals, and it's just not reopened yet. I know that it's in plans. Like, I think they're refurbing that too, as part of, like, you know, the mass updates they're doing right now. So in theory, it is still coming back, but maybe it's not, which would be very disappointing to me. So, you know, if we demolish it, I don't have to worry or have that disappointment of it not coming back. And then the thing I had actually forgotten about when I was making the list about the holiday stuff. And I agree, Jane, like the gingerbread house there is great. I also love during Easter, they do the chocolate egg carvings that just blows my mind. Like what cast members create. It's fantastic. If you've never gone and looked at those at Easter, absolutely do it before they demolish it. But so I think my alternate, what they would put on that site, let's just do a giant gingerbread house, giant gingerbread resort, holiday all the time, like a full holiday all the time resort. So maybe during Halloween, like, I don't think Grand Floridian does anything for Halloween right now, but if we have a holiday all the time resort, maybe they will.
And listen, so, hear me out on the Grand Floridian, now it's a gingerbread resort. That could also be the gingerbread, not the gingerbread, what's the story, the two kids that get pushed into the oven by the Wicked Witch?
Hansel and Gretel.
This could totally be themed Hansel and Gretel, like, horror house during Halloween 365. So, like, this could work for all holidays. I'm just saying, like, we're throwing out some good ideas here.
So at first you were like, make it a gingerbread house. And I kind of wish this was on video because I'm making unbelievable faces right now. And I'm like, of all the ones for us to not video. And I was like, oh, really? Don't do it. It'll be dark again, right? Because it's brown. Right. And like, I don't need another dark resort over there. And then you had me at Halloween 365.
Halloween. Yeah, I'm telling you. See, we can make it work. We can make 365 work. I'm just saying.
Well, they could make it like, you know, as with all things, Disneyland is better. They could do like the gingerbread house that they do in Haunted Mansion when they turn it into Haunted Mansion Holiday,
right?
Could put that over here, and then we get our version of Haunted Mansion Holiday at this amazing Halloween Christmas 365 resort.
Yes, I think this is the superior decision to get rid of. Teresa, thank you for bringing that to us.
Yes, excellent job.
I co-sign this 100%, and we look forward to the day that they just take that wrecking ball to the Grand Flow and get rid of it. I will mourn, however, the food, because this is one of the resorts that if you really are looking for good food, like there's a lot. Narcoozie's is also a great restaurant that we haven't even mentioned because it just reopened. So you guys probably haven't been there. Jane probably wouldn't go anyway. It's a lot of seafood, but Narcoozie's is a great like date night type sitch. You can also see fireworks from there if you've timed it right. I've had a really great meal at Narcoozie's. I have had an excellent meal at Victorian Albert's. Just no bad food, in my opinion, at Grand Floridian. However, can you imagine just how good the food would be if this was also in a gingerbread house? So, yeah, let's get rid of it and do it all over. I'm down.
You could have one restaurant that's like, here's your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. I'm telling you.
That's not Liberty Tree Tavern.
That's true.
Well, but here's the thing. I love Thanksgiving dinner all the time anyway. So you can't give me too much of that as an option. If I can do that outside of the parks as well, I will eat my Thanksgiving dinner at Grand Flo and then watch fireworks. From the non-people-y aspect of things, yes, give me that. That would be Narcoozie's could turn into the Thanksgiving meal. Yes, okay. Oh, look at this. We've like laid this all out. This is going to be the holiday HOLLIDA hotel. Not me naming it after myself, but anyway.
Well, I'm also laughing because Liberty Tree, I do not eat at Liberty Tree because I am also obsessed with Thanksgiving dinner and I like to cook it. And every time I go there, I'm like, this would be better if I made it. And so that's my hard thing with Liberty Tree. So Narcoozie would definitely have to step it up.
Well, I don't cook, so it's really easy to give me a happy Thanksgiving dinner. It's all good. That's also why Earl of Sandwich, the holiday sandwich, is like my jam. Because it's the flavors, man. Just throw it all and I'm about it. But anyway, okay. So I think this was a successful round of preserve, refurb, demolish Monorail Resorts. If you guys have thoughts, if you have feelings, if you want to tell us how right or wrong we are, where can they find us, Jane?
You can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com, or you can join us in our Facebook group, which is No Guilt Disney on Facebook.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl.
Thanksgiving alone.
Oh, Thanksgiving. All right, fair. But yeah, we'll go with Thanksgiving. Now I want turkey. Great.
I'm like, should I go to Earl for lunch?
Stop. Now you're just being mean. Bye, y'all.